What does it mean to be optimal? It's to be held in a field of energy that supports you in understanding the root cause of your symptoms and considers your body physically, chemically, emotionally, and energetically, just to name a few ways. Dr. Carrie Jacobson founded her Be Optimal Holistic Health Center to support her clients in their uniquely individual path to healing. Trained in the field of applied kinesiology, Dr. Carrie shares innovative ways her clinic approaches the road to feeling your most optimal on your own timeline. Tune in to find out what she's up to and how she is serving humanity through innovative approaches alongside her team of professionals. So let's get into it. Are you obsessed with the mystic? Are you looking for sisterhood? Are you ready to explore your inner magic? You've arrived, sister. Welcome home. I'm Maureen Spielman, and I started this show to highlight the intuitives, healers, and other courageous women I have met along my journey. Through amazing interviews, we go deep into the mystics and uncover the ways in which you can apply the knowledge and wisdom in your own life. We are all in this together. Sharing healing and joy in community is both my passion and my purpose. Here's today's conversation. Welcome back to Mystical Sisterhood. This is your host, Maureen Spielman, and welcome Dr. Carrie Jacobson from Be Optimal Holistic Health Center right outside of Chicago. Just want to say a hearty welcome as we begin.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, you are so welcome. I always like to say how we became acquainted, and that was through a suggestion by Abigail Zoe Martin, who was on an early episode. I think it was in the beginning of the second year, and you're going to be almost, this podcast is almost 3 years old. I can't believe it. So almost 2 years ago. I know Abigail has experienced your clinic as just such a beautiful healing space. So a big shout out to her and thank you. I had the honor of coming up. You made so much space for me to come up and tour your center. So I want to thank you for that too. And hopefully listeners, because we have so many listeners in the Chicago area that they will be able to, but I also know you not only service people locally, but across the country.
Yeah. And actually across the world. I do have international patients, which is super fortunate. Yeah.
Yeah, it is so amazing. I was just thinking as I was kind of thinking of some questions today that first of all, I acknowledge you for what you've created up in the Skokie area. And it must just feel incredibly proud to not only have created it, but to be watching it grow. How does that feel?
I just had a special guest practitioner visit and offer a workshop at our center for a lot of other visiting practitioners and even patients. It was an amazing experience. And we had several gatherings around our dining table, as I love to do. One of my passions is just bringing community together. And it's been 15 years since I opened Be Optimal. And I've been in practice, you know, 3.5 years prior to that. And it's just what I do. And mm-hmm. So if I pause for a moment and think about it, I'm so proud of it. And it's just this incredible weaving of bringing in really brilliant people and offering a stage for them to thrive and connect and better the world. And so that's just one of my passions. I love being able to do it. And I'm like, it's been 15 years. Like, I feel like I haven't aged. And yet like all my kid patients are now like after college or taller than me. And
that's amazing.
And I don't understand. I did not age.
You haven't at all. And it feels like your business, I don't know if it's become more and more so or always was, but it feels like it's based on possibly your inherent gifts, but also intuition and what comes from within you to build what you're meant here to build.
For sure. I really like to create one just conscious community and a place where people that don't feel they belong anywhere can come and immediately feel nurtured and supported and like there's a place that they can belong. And so we do it through so many different avenues. You know, chiropractic kinesiology obviously is our main thing, which I'm sure we'll dive into. Yes. But we have acupuncture and foot detox and light therapies and frequency medicine devices and community classes and health classes and things that are informative and things that will ignite, and maybe breathwork classes or meditations. Or over the years, I mean, when we first opened, we had belly dancing classes. You know? So to me, it was like, there's something for everybody of all ages. We see everything from newborn, literally helping people to get pregnant, then their newborns. My oldest patient is 100, and which is so exciting. We just celebrated her 100th. And wow. Then really everybody in between. So yeah.
That's amazing. Were there inclinations when you were a young person that you were going to be working within a healing field, or how did you get there?
A little, actually. The Cliff Notes version of it is that I was a musical theater girl from the time I was 6. I was performing. And so that theater background, I think, allows me to get on stage and talk to anybody and to be able to excite them about health and wellness and stuff. So I feel like nothing's by mistake. But yeah, musical theater. And I even traveled internationally performing, and then right out of college. And then event planning. So when I went to Indiana University undergrad and became a director for major attractions, which was like all the huge events. Okay. It was actually a committee that I created for the university, because I had this vision of like what I would create at the university, which I did for 2 years. But that led me and sort of bridged me into like, oh, I'm good at this. I can figure out the budget. I can see the big picture and then what it takes to get to that big event. And so that sort of led me to, this is what I'm going to do. My major was, I got a Bachelor of Science, but in recreation park management. And one subspecialty of that was tourism management, which included logistical planning and things like that. So,
wow.
Yeah. So I was an event planner initially. And then I was always very spiritual. I did yoga when I was on the road performing. It was like the only thing that kept me grounded was doing yoga and meditating. And I think my mom had me in therapy, like learning meditation and visualization when I was 6 and onward. So, you know, we always were like sort of in tune and in touch and all that stuff. And so 9/11 hit, and one of the first places that sort of collapsed was events. Like no one wanted to celebrate. Mm-hmm. So that budget was cut, and I was the newest in, so I would be the first out. And I was like, you know, I think I'm going to teach yoga and do massage. I just have this intuitive ability. I think I can do that. And I just need your support. My mom was like, absolutely. We'll make you business cards, you know? So yeah. I created Charisma, play on my name, Charisma Massage and Yoga. And I, like, at the time, this wasn't weird. I lived in Lincoln Park, Chicago, and I went door to door and was like, hey, I teach yoga, like in my kitchen, like at my brownstone. like take a class, or if you have friends, like I'll teach you. And yeah, so I knew that wasn't for the rest of my life. Like I taught in businesses. I taught classes in businesses. I got a massage table. I like my friend's father's like, we're like, we like massage. Well, you know, so everyone was like sort of supporting me, and I just figured it out. I knew that wasn't long-term, and I had injured my knee and met this woman who did very basic applied kinesiology. I had no idea what it was, but I was so blown away by just the basics.
Yeah.
Little did I know it's extremely complex. And I was like, man, I could never do what you do with all the sciences. I'm more of like a English, I'm a creative writer, you know, and so I think it chose me, because before I knew it, I was taking pre-med prerequisites and had looked at a bunch of different schools in acupuncture and naturopath and chiropractic. And for me, I saw that chiropractic in the States was the least limiting and like the most expansive in terms of, but I practice, I would say, a little bit more like a naturopath, because I do flower essences, homeopathy, tons of nutrition and stuff like that. But with applied kinesiology, we're looking at the body in all the different ways. So, but anyways, that was why I chose chiropractic, and my life took a total 180, like in that moment.
It was so cool.
So the trajectory of Carrie J.
I think it's a great story for listeners who are at midlife, people who are in their 20s, you know, 30s, that we often pivot and change, you know, just as life guides us. And that is super cool that each step of the way that you were kind of led to what was next. But then it sounds like you got these great business skills, these ways to gather people, sounds like you had the sort of like the fearlessness in you in terms of, you know, going door to door and asking for what. But also at the same time, I guess it dawns on me that you're getting information back from your clients all the time. So there, it's almost like very reciprocal in the way that you're learning, you're providing, but it all feeds one another in terms of what's developing for you in a sense.
Yeah. I mean, I love connecting to people. Mm-hmm. I would say my love language is quality time and specifically mm-hmm. quality conversation. Like I really want to know what is on your heart, you know, like yeah. what moves you. And I think that my work actually provides that with InforMe daily, that I can yeah. be that for somebody else as well. And that just, it's just this beautiful experience. And then the event planning thing, it's like, I would say one of my gifts, Maureen, is I can see people's potential in their light before oftentimes they can even know it or see it for themselves.
That's so good. Yeah.
So to be able to hold that, if you will, like as the main event, right? Mm-hmm. And what it will mm-hmm. take logistically for them to get to that place. And it does help that I get bored easily from the standpoint of like technique. So I like am sort of, I practice like 20 different modalities. So it gives me a very large toolbox. So then I can see like all the different things that it would take to get them to that place, really being able to live in their truth. Mm-hmm. And it's so mm-hmm. cool, but that's super evolved. I mean, I couldn't have said back then, this is how I would practice. It is that evolutionary journey. You know, I didn't know how it would play out. I just was like, oh, that woman does this thing called applied kinesiology. That seems so neat. You know?
Right. Oh,
I
yeah.
try that. And I got a licensure to do that. Great. Yeah. So that was my initial inspo was like applied kinesiology. I'll learn that. And then mm-hmm. yeah, just mm-hmm. wild how it all plays out. But it's true. Like, I mean, people in my class, I was probably in my mid-20s when I started, and there were people in my class in their 40s who had been an actuary before or mm-hmm. had owned a mm-hmm. restaurant before. And so it isn't ever too late. It was really quite amazing to see the sort of smorgasbord of people
right.
with different backgrounds. It was great.
Well, and that kind of reminds me, well, you just said you have a patient who's 100. So if I'm sitting here at 56, I got a lot of years to live, right? Also, just that inspiration of holding the field of an energetic field of you can heal. It's very empowering to hold just the energy. It reminds me of how, you know, they talk about the energy being held in our intention or the power of our thoughts or whatever it is. But is that a premise of how you kind of, the space that you're creating, maybe even before people come into your clinic?
Mm-hmm. There is a doctor that I had dinner with last night, and he said someone walked up to him at a seminar he was teaching and said, do I have trauma? Can you muscle test it? And he goes, no, I can't, because are you human? Everybody, right? We all yes. have traumas and dramas. And so, because mm-hmm. some people are like, I'm fine. I don't need healing. It's like, great. But what would it be if you could like up level to your fullest potential?
Yes. Yes.
You know, so, and in the process, we might just happen upon mm-hmm. a trauma or three, you know,
yes, that absolutely.
Know. Like, we don't know what we don't know until we know it. And then once we do, woof. Uh-huh.
And it's the process. So let's get into some of what you do at the clinic. I love the background. And I was looking on your website this morning, and I'll just say that for anyone listening, go to the website and there's the 11-minute video. Say for, you just told me before we recorded how yeah. that video came to be, but will you say how that came to be?
Yeah. So Applied Kinesiology, the International College of Applied Kinesiology, funded a documentary called Applied Kinesiology, The Best Kept Secret in Healthcare. And it's on YouTube. And they came to our clinic and filmed for about a week. Mm-hmm. And so there was all kinds of footage that they had that a lot did not make the actual documentary. A lot did. A lot of it's in there, but a good amount isn't. So I thought, well, you've got all this wonderful footage. How often do you have this beautiful professional footage that could be made into something miraculous? And so I asked if they would give me a short and a long, like a 30 to 40 minute that we play in our center. So mm-hmm. people waiting in the waiting room or healing in the back can learn a little bit more about how it's made a difference in other people's lives, yeah. what exactly mm-hmm. we do, different testimonials from kids and adults alike. And then just that 10-11 minute that yeah. we have on our website. So it can give people a feel for like what they would know when they walk into our center, if they choose to work with us.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. You know, I was thinking when I was looking at the website and just the work that you do and all the offerings, that I was reminded of a phrase or a quote. And in it, it's, I had to look it up, and it, I think there's variations of this, but the one I looked up that came up first was by Frederick, I guess it's Buchner, but it says the place God calls you is the place where your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meet. And why I think that came to mind for me is I think a lot of innovative modalities, and I know that I want you to talk about that in just a few, but like innovative modalities, innovative healing centers, these places that like your own that are coming up in society right now are because we have a real deep need for them. And I really believe in complementary ways, even if we're going at traditional Western, I think it's referred to as allopathic ways. And I've been through my own health journeys. And I think that was the first time intuitively that I was like, wait a minute, I need to bring in adjuncts to my healing, whether it was acupuncture or Reiki or the beginning of what I knew about, I want to say alternative ways that we can kind of support ourselves. But I feel like your center is very timely to the world's deep needs right now. We need new answers. We need new perspectives. We need, I feel like, new questions to be asked of us in order to help reveal what lies beneath, I guess.
Yeah. And I, you know, I think the world really has never been sicker, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. And so thinking outside the box and having opportunity for more is absolutely needed. And also it's ignited me to learn more because there are things I've never seen in almost 20 years of practice, you know, where I'm like, I need more knowledge. I have to learn more. So my world in the last 5 years or so has really bridged more into neurology even. I have a lot of people flying in for intensives to really get, literally get their system back online.
Wow.
Like, yeah. It's, you know, it's like our nervous system's our operating system, right? So if we don't have an opportunity to reboot the computer that's not working or reboot our phone, it glitches. And that's, I think, and what I see is happening with a lot of us humans, we're glitching and not able to find that balance. But it's, we know we don't feel quite like ourselves, but we just don't know how to bridge into feeling like ourselves, and you need a reboot. And there is a way to do it. And it's a lot of people, myself included, up until that 5 years ago, I didn't even know how much I still needed to know. What will help people to really have that reboot and to get to a place where we could get their cranial nerves, which is like the operating system, back online, and where we could get the myotomes, which innervate the muscles, back online. And, you know, like, gosh, I don't know, like now when I exercise, I just get so, so sore. Or, you know, and then same, like just even from a hormonal perspective, a lot of my women going through perimenopause and menopause, there's a whole movement right now on that. I'm very passionate about it. And I work with a lot of women in that way. So, and because women are so gaslit in that world, and they don't even know why they're experiencing a whole lot of the symptoms. And it's so clear to me. But again, we don't know what we don't know until we know it. And then once we do, we can take action on it. We can really make a difference in our life. That's such a big deal to be empowered with tools and empowered with information and knowledge. This is so amazing what it is that you do, because you're empowering people with information, knowledge, connection with folks that can super help them up level and awaken to what's next for them, whatever that is, which is so cool.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you. And when you talk about, I think what's striking from even the segment on your website is that you do this with a team of professionals and you do this with many modalities. If you were to give, I know you've mentioned it a couple of times, but just a sort of primer, what is applied kinesiology or I saw on one of your flyers, chiropractic kinesiology.
Yeah.
How would you explain that? What makes it different?
Yeah. Applied kinesiology or chiropractic kinesiology. Not all people that practice applied kinesiology are chiropractors, but the chiropractic piece to me makes it pretty amazing. It looks at the health as a triad of health: structural, biochemical, emotional. So I'm holding up this triangle that if you had a pyramid and one side fell down, all of it would collapse. And that's the holistic approach, right? Where we're getting into the root cause. And if one piece of the puzzle isn't working, nothing else really can well.
Yeah.
Then the question is, what's the root cause? Like what caused it? Is it something biochemically, like what we're eating, drinking, breathing, touching, or is it our emotions and stress and how it impacts us physiologically? Or is it that we maybe had some kind of trauma or we slept really weird and now our body is crooked and nothing can quite communicate well or whatever it may be? And my whole thing is like, on some level, who cares? Let's just get it all balanced. And the symptoms are just that. The symptoms are the smoke signal, right? Mm-hmm. They're not the mm-hmm. problem. So a lot of people will find a solution to the symptom. Mm-hmm. Oh, gee, mm-hmm. like there's smoke coming out of the chimney. Let me cover the chimney.
Yes.
Well, eventually that's going to bring all the smoke into the facility or into the home or wherever mm-hmm. it is, an absolute mess and an atrocity and be in an unsafe environment.
Yeah.
And yet we still do a whole lot of that kind of symptom mm-hmm. management mm-hmm. when the root cause is actually where the fire is. And if we could go to that and put out that fire.
Yes.
And then balance everything else out in the process. Now we're in a solution. And applied kinesiology allows us to look at the body with the triad, utilizing all different diagnostic approaches. So, mm-hmm. you know, the meridian system in acupuncture, so we use a lot of that, how the muscles connect with the spine, which connects with your organ systems, and then back to the muscles. And then in the organ systems in Chinese medicine, that connects you into emotions. So for mm-hmm. example, liver and gallbladder are dealing with emotions of anger and resentment and frustration, depression, where lung and large intestine are going to be more like grief and dogmatically positioned or like caught, you know, stuck, are sort of yearning, crying, you know, mm-hmm. things like that and so on. So, you know, so that's a way for us to actually look at the big picture and then laser into where is the root cause? Where do we need rebalancing? And then, you know, balancing everything else out energetically. At least for me, that's my approach, is like once things are, the triad sort of back in, it's like, how do we get things back energetically connected?
You know, what comes to mind for me too is how I think that when I thought about my health and stepping into wellness for myself, it felt daunting. It felt like, wow, it's like a tidal wave and all the things I have to change. But I feel like there's something happening out there where we're bridging, where this deep need I was talking about, it's creating, like people are realizing like, wow, you know, the two words came to my mind, and one was personal responsibility, but responsibility can have that connotation of like, whoa, that feels like a lot, but it's more like personal empowerment mm-hmm. and kind of taking back, because I think you and I are in the same generation and we grew up in a time where a lot of food additives were coming in, a lot of chemicals were being used. There was so much that was seemingly out of our control. Mm-hmm. And I feel like in so many ways, we're just, something's happening where we're coming back to like, wait a minute, there's some personal empowerment or ways I can support myself. Like, how do you think about that? And do you see sort of a trend changing?
I remember my mom always being on some form of diet. I remember the whole fat-free phase. We thought that was so great, fat-free, but then you never felt full and you ate like an entire, you know, Entenmann's fat-free pound cake.
Snapping.
Well, you never felt full, you know, and somehow that was going to be great because it was fat-free, but you had like enough calories for 4 days. And so it's interesting because just recently I did something called a metabolic reset. Uh-huh. And what was happening for my body in the last probably decade plus is my weight just kept creeping on and creeping on and creeping on. And I tried all the things. Like, I'm someone who has so many tools, and yet I was becoming quite obese, actually, and buying bigger clothes. And then I got to a place where I was like, I can literally not buy any more bigger clothes. I refuse, but I don't fit into anything. I don't recognize my face when I look in the mirror. I don't mm-hmm. like what I see. And I had learned about this program that was like a roadmap to literally healing from the inside out. But it's a very intense for like 5 weeks. And I thought, I like food too much, I think. Mm-hmm. Until I was like over it and hit the wall. So I think it takes sometimes for us to like, a lot of times we do know what we need to do, but we have to hit a further rock bottom to like take action. That was me, even knowing what I know. So, you know, we're human.
Right.
And right. It's like, okay, let me fool myself for a little bit longer. I'm going to do another program, lose and gain the same 10 pounds again, mm-hmm. and watch my insulin resistance go up and, you know, my hormones shift and all the things. And so finally I was like, man, I've got to do something here. I know what I have to do. So I signed up for this program. It's really amazing. I didn't even know how amazing, but essentially I've done it twice since this, the beginning of this year. I'm down almost 50 pounds,
wow.
but I'm down inches. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, the blood sugar, the insulin resistance, right? That's gone down. Everything's moving in the right direction. My energy is different. My sleep got better. My need for bioidentical hormones actually shifted. I just don't really need it in the same way. It is really so cool. And in the process, I was so impressed after the first round. I called the doctors and was like, you have to come to my center. You have to tell everyone. They're like, can you fill a room with 20 people? We'll come from Texas and we'll do it. And I was like, sure. And we filled a room with 50 people.
Of course.
And over 25 people signed up. And since a little bit, a handful more. And that has literally brought in community to help people back to a greater state of health. But again, part of this was that it's getting to the root cause. It was the byproduct is that the weight dropped for me. But the reason the weight was creeping wasn't because of all the things I was eating. Like, I don't eat fast food. I don't eat. Like, are my portions a little bigger than they should be sometimes? Sure. But like, also I'm a foodie. Like, I want to go out. Mm-hmm. I want to like live life. And this program allows me because it actually healed my metabolism.
Beautiful.
So I can go out and splurge and not come back 5 pounds heavier. We're only 3 pounds drop and now I'm still 2 pounds heavier and so on. Right. Which is what happened. And so we all deal with like our thing. We all have like our thing. I feel like one of the things that this program taught me is that seed oils, corn oil, soybean oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, and actually heated olive oil is not ideal either. But that is one of the hugest disruptors to your metabolism. Mm-hmm. And yet every time we go out to restaurants, even salad dressings, they won't use pure olive oil. They will mix it to like save what, $3? They'll mix it with canola oil. It's so frustrating.
Right. And so you're saying that even in the simplest of ways where our internal
we're being impacted and our health is being impacted and we think we're doing so good for ourselves. And still, because of the nature of our world, our society and cutting corners and saving money, and we're being influenced to a yuckier health, you know, to like getting more imbalance without us even knowing it. And so that's true where we, you know, knowledge is power. It's like, I literally am like, listen, it's an allergy. You have to cook it in butter, you know?
Right.
You cook it in butter or just steam it or whatever, because I cannot have seed oil. And that is such a huge, huge shift.
Yes.
That I didn't even know, knowing all that I know.
Right.
I think it's a good amount. I didn't really realize how much that was impacting my
fascinating
health. And there's so much over the years, right? Starting with TV dinners, like you were saying, like the fun stuff and all that. It's just like, man, we're so influenced and impacted by all the things. And then even, you know, people still think that they should go fat free or that a whole egg is what increases cholesterol and that cholesterol is bad, which by the way, it is not. Mm-hmm. It actually helps us produce hormones and all the things. And that the ranges within our, you know, blood tests have shifted. So because so many people have low vitamin D, they shifted the range to make people feel like they're in the norm if they're 35, which is super low and doesn't actually give you immune benefits. You need to be between 50 and 80, really, to have wonderful immune benefits. So that is, you know, that's a huge experience for us to recognize and to know that those cholesterol range used to be, I think 300 up was normal. Then it was 250. Now I think it's 200. So if someone's 220, they're like, you have high cholesterol. You need to be medicated. But it's like, that's actually not high. You're actually okay. And let's look at the bigger picture. Let's look at the particle size. Let's look at, but not every doctor has been schooled to know to look at the bigger picture.
Yes.
When we get our blood panel, they don't even look at insulin resistance. So my blood sugar looked normal, but my insulin resistance was starting to skyrocket.
Right.
And it wasn't until I ran my own blood work that I discovered, no wonder I feel like actually total crap.
Right.
You know, by 2-3 o'clock, I could just close my eyes. And if I eat, I don't necessarily feel good. If I don't eat, I don't necessarily feel good. Like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And I would feel so yucky. And I really didn't know why until I ran over 90 markers and to take a look at what was really going on with me. And I was like, okay. How do I heal it though? Right. That's always the question, right? Great. But how do I heal it? And that metabolic reset was like amazing.
That's fascinating too. And when you talk about this, the discovery of the metabolic, I'm going to say terrain, it reminds me when I did a brief studying of radical remission and how statistically unlikely cases of cancer, people with cancer healed. But one of the teachings that came as like, and just through a side door was Dr. Nasha Winters, and she's either Australia or New Zealand, but she does the whole metabolic terrain for people going through cancer diagnosis. And I believe from the little bit I know, it's very, very powerful. So even in you saying that you've gone through this 5-week program, it's like everything sounds like it's able to get back into almost like natural order.
Yeah. Maureen, everything is metabolic, right? So that is the guy that created it, him and his buddy, two different stories. One of them had stage 4 cancer. It was lymph, liver, stomach. Mm-hmm. And he just wasn't going to go the medical route. And he went down to Spain. He met a medical doctor there, was a biologist, and who really understood the concept of the whole metabolic state. Mm-hmm. And he's like, listen, I can't promise you anything, but I can promise you we're going to try to get to that root cause, right? For why your body, because he was like, I thought it was healthy, but healthy people don't get cancer like this. So like, what about my body isn't healthy that I thought was? And so he went down the rabbit hole and his buddy went to support him and was the guy who was like, everybody else can eat anything they want and not get fat. If I don't count my calories and go running every day, I will get fat. And so then he injured his low back and ended up 65 pounds overweight. Uh-huh. So clearly a different aspect of metabolism wasn't working for him, but everything comes back to root of like the metabolic pathways.
Yeah.
And how everything builds up or breaks down efficiently or inefficiently. And when that can be healed, like I actually had a cyst that doubled in size over years. It was benign, but still uncomfortable. It was a cyst in my breast. And after I did the program for the second time, it's gone. I realized it one day. I was like, oh my God, like I don't feel it anymore. And it had doubled in size to the point where it was undeniably I freaked out. I was like, I have to still make sure. And I went to, you know, a radiologist guy who did all the imaging and the ultrasounds and the everything. And he was like, yeah, it's totally benign, but it did double in size in a year. And it's now I can't even find it, you know? Wow. So there might be a little bit left, but that happened to another patient of mine who just told me she just got an ultrasound and her uterine and ovarian cysts, all of them are gone and all the fibroids except for one is gone. But that one that's left had shrunk. Now that's not, you know, I'm not guaranteeing that if you like do this metabolic reset, that's what it will be. Everybody is different, but it is really extraordinary to see that when you heal from the inside out, all these different spaces and reconnect the body.
That's super
cool. The miracles that can happen. And what an honor to get to play a role in people's lives, to help them to a greater state of balance. Cause when we're in balance, we thrive. And that's like the brilliance of it all. That's so cool. You know,
that is. And it is, like you said, extraordinary to watch the healing occurring and to try things out yourself. So you can say like, is this going to be something that I bring into my practice?
Yeah. And it is. I mean, they grandfathered me in to offer people $700 off their program. And it's on my website under offerings. It says H2 thin metabolic, you know, metabolic reset or something like their H2 metabolic reset. But yeah, so people can click it and get that discount and try it for themselves. But what I love is that they offer coaching because I feel it's too intense and specific to do it on your own. So you get community with it. But when people sign up through my community, I know what they're up to. And then our community, you know, a lot of my staff and practitioners did it as well. And so we have recipes and we love to support, right? So just who couldn't use more community in a way, right?
Absolutely. You know, I want to ask you just a question that's particular to women in menopause. And there's so many programs out there right now.
Sure. I mean, right. Because the GLP-1s are fad-esque. They've been around a lot longer than the fad has been. There is certainly benefits to microdosing the GLP-1s for insulin resistance. But like, is that really the root cause? And I would say, okay. Not necessarily. Okay, right. So, because when we heal the root cause, but could I potentially still benefit? Because everything's moving in the right direction, but I still find that where my numbers lie, and I'm giving my body a few months. I just finished my second reset. So, we'll see where my numbers are, but I might consider a microdose on the GLP-1 just to support that insulin resistance piece. Because as we go through perimenopause and menopause, it increases that likelihood of insulin resistance. And by helping support that, we're, you know, helping. And now there's natural, like berberine is a natural sort of GLP-1. Mm. So there are natural ways of igniting that. So I might try that first. And, and I would say that there are ways that, you know, we can still support and biohack the system to support us into like more vibrancy of health versus just feeling okay to good. Like, what if we could feel great and vibrant? And, you know, at the end of the day, when women's ovaries and body stop producing hormones, they stop producing hormones. There's a lot of people, a lot of my colleagues are like, you don't need hormones. You can just take herbs. I'm like, really? Take herbs for 3 years while somebody is totally anxious, doesn't sleep. Their body is super sore. They can't drop weight. They have a pouch that makes them look 4 months pregnant. You know, it's just like really, and or they're moody or whatever. So they have to struggle and take bottles of herbs every day. What's the difference?
Right.
And they just take a bioidentical that supports them, because once we stop producing, we're not going to start again. That's it. But we also don't have to be gaslit or told that we have to feel that for the rest of our life. And the research that was done to say like, oh, doing hormones like can cause cancer. Sure. But it's actually, it was misinterpreted data from, I think, the 1990s. I don't remember, but there is a documentary called The M Factor. M is in Mary, The M Factor. It's on PBS. And there's a lot of women showing it. They have to like get a license or whatever to show it, to educate. There's panels, medical doctors and DOs and NPs that are on these panels answering questions to make women stop feeling that they're crazy for asking.
Yes.
I have so many women walk into my office on SSRIs for antidepression and anti-anxiety, you know, issues when really what they needed was progesterone. And so I'm going, actually, you fit the bill. And we're going to have you meet with my nurse practitioner. We're going to have you talk to somebody. Yeah. This is nuts. And so they do. And then within a couple months or so, they're off the SSRI. They feel like themselves again. And they're finally
fascinating.
Thank God.
Yes.
So it's not the be all end all to not or to do. You have to find, it's very individualized, and you really have to work specifically with a professional who knows what they're doing. But very, very few in the Western medical world have done the extra training or have had the extra training, even a gynecologist.
Right.
They don't understand and know hormones in that way to be able to support. And a lot have begun to start educating themselves to be able to support women. It's amazing. And this movement is incredible. And the earlier you do it, it can prevent cardiovascular disease. Mm-hmm. It can prevent bone loss, but it doesn't replace that you need to start lifting weights and heavy weights, and that you need to do it healthfully, but for grip strength, for really building our muscle, keeping our bone health, happy, healthy. So there's different components of like, doesn't replace, you know, don't eat, go out and eat like fast food just because you're on a GLP-1, right? You still want to learn how to eat foods that are great for you. There's a whole fad right now on like eat a gazillion, you know, grams of protein. I think it's individualized to your weight, to the person, but eating more protein is helpful when you're in a perimenopausal, menopausal state, but I don't think you have to get crazy over it. I think we can get a good amount of protein in without even realizing it, right? So there are lots of pieces to the puzzle, and that's where it's hard when people try to doctor themselves without having the full picture, and then they go into the fad, but they're missing like these two components. But this is a great one. It's just they need these two things over here as well. And now they'll feel like so much better, and they're missing if they don't know that they're missing it. So that's where I like a conductor. I always tell people, I'm like, you have too many chefs in the mix. You're seeing five different practitioners. You need to choose one and let them be your conductor. I can do that, or somebody else can, but it's too confusing on the system. It's too confusing for you. There needs to be one conductor that understands the bigger picture and can kind of guide the process for what's right for your body.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, I would say healthy, balanced, increased protein. Good fats are great for the brain. If you do have insulin resistance, you know, you're more likely to go into a type 3 diabetic experience, which is AKA known as dementia or Alzheimer's. And what's interesting is I've had a lot of people playing with the whole like blood sugar monitoring, you know, looking at where things are at. And a couple of perimenopausal women have said when they work out cardio, their blood sugar skyrockets for hours. And I even have a woman, one of the docs in my office, we were talking about it a few days ago. She's wearing one and she's always had blood sugar issues. Hers tanks, it drops too much. But when she works out, which she works out, her cardio, she's a runner, she's an athlete, her blood sugar skyrockets up for too long. But when she weightlifts, totally different story. And this woman who's in her 50s said the same exact thing. I'm noticing that I feel better, but she's like, I'm an adrenaline junkie. Mm-hmm. But her mom's now, and her mom was too. Her mom's experiencing Alzheimer's now. And my mom is too.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is. And yeah, they were hardcore worker outers, aerobics, you know, cardio hard. But my guess is they were experiencing that blood sugar spike for very, very many hours that kept them, you know, running like bunnies, right? The Energizer bunny. But in the long run, the chronicity of that is now showing up in a dementia format. It's not for everybody, but what I will say is that there's nothing that I've seen that weightlifting is a bad thing.
That's great.
I don't see it skyrocket anything. Yeah. I see it creating longevity for aging women and men, frankly. It's really amazing. So that's something someone can take home today.
That is amazing. You know, and I'm thinking too, just will you touch upon how in your center you use light and sound frequency and vibration for healing? Because I feel like that's not something you just find everywhere.
It's not. And it's interesting. I really think it's like the future of medicine, and the future is really right now. You know, light, different types of light. Humans utilize light as energy, and we just tend not to get enough of it.
Okay.
And I think we crave it and we don't even know it. But it's why so many people struggle with, you know, sort of the winter blues. There's not enough sunlight. And then if they do light therapy, somehow they just don't have the winter blues that winter. Mm-hmm. Imagine that. So we do a lot of that for folks, especially here in Chicago. What I will say is it gives this like light-giving, life-giving energy. But like red light also, it decreases pain. It decreases inflammation. It's a cell regenerator. Mm-hmm. And when you start in the healing process, it's all about, you know, getting you into a regenerative cycle rather than a degenerative cycle. So it's this idea of once you begin regenerating, it takes 13 months down to the bone marrow for every cell to turn over once you regenerate, right? So 3 months for your liver. But that's the brilliance and the hope that I can instill, which is that our body has the ability to heal. It's a miraculous.
So cool.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is incredible because it can get into a place where it regenerates and no cell is then the same 3 months later in the liver and 13 months later down to the bone marrow. That's so amazing. So what I find is that we only have enough energy to live first. We'll always go to living first, then healing.
Okay.
So if we are exhausted and depleted, we'll still go to like waking up, moving through our day, blah, blah, trudging through. But healing won't really happen efficiently and effectively. And when we can utilize these light therapies, we can be fed extra energy so that we can also have healing happen. And I really think that's what allows for the more efficiency of healing to happen on the in-between sessions, or, you know, people will learn about our center and know that we have this incredible technology called Therify, and we're the only ones in the Midwest that have it. So people will drive out from out of state, and I feel so guided to carry it. I barely charge for it, honestly. And I will say, like, we just looked up a place because I have a patient in Northern California and they charge $120 for 30 minutes. I think I charge $50 or $60 for the same time because I feel everyone should have access to that light. Everyone should.
Right.
I don't want it to break a bank because it has a cumulative effect. So the more you do it, the better you'll feel. I don't want money to get in the way of people actually being able to receive that. Like, it just shouldn't be that, but they also need to understand the value. It's an incredible value. But in Sedona, they do the same thing. I think it's $120 for 20 minutes, which is like insane to me. I would never want to get in the way of people experiencing the light that they need so desperately for their healing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it is, it's so cool. And, you know, there's just different things that can help devitalize pathogens and increase energy so that healing can happen with more efficiency and, you know, to be more effective, basically. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I just think we run so depleted. We're like running on empty so much more than we even realize, that if we can just have a little bit of extra light, a light wrap, a something we can use every night over our breast, over our gut brain connection, right? Like how much that would help. You should see me when I go to bed at night. I have a red light on my head. I have a red light on my belly. You know,
yeah, my dog, you know,
has one, my husband right. has one. I mean,
that's so cool. I know. I just had on a couple of weeks ago, Melissa Paul. She's up in Minneapolis, and she, through COVID, she's got an engineering background and created these grounding mats, and grounding sheets and grounding mats, and all made in the US. And she just kind of bettered, she researched and bettered what was out there. But she reminds me, she was saying, like, she has watched how animals also respond to it. And it's just very, you know, very calming, very nervous system. Yeah. As we kind of circle towards the end here, I love what you said in the video that was on your website about the importance of not ignoring the check engine lights that go on in our body. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, some people call them the whispers before it becomes a scream, but what is the true importance of that, to really tend to ourselves before things go rogue and out of control?
Most of us don't really care for ourselves until we do have the check engine light screaming. And then even then we ignore it. We try to cover it up, and then now we've got a smoking engine. Now we have to deal with it. But at that point, it just takes so much longer to pull you out of that imbalance. Mm-hmm. And preventative health and preventative wellness is just that, right? It's about making sure, you know, we run our bodies like machines. So it's making sure that we get our oil changes, right? Yeah. And Dr. Abby and I discovered that there was a chiropractor in the middle of nowhere, Wisconsin. We're like, we're not far. We have to visit her because she's 92 and still in practice.
Wow.
This was like, I don't know, 7 years ago. So I don't even know if she, I think she's still living. I just think she just recently stopped practicing, which is like insane. But anyway, so we're like, we got to go, and we've got to bring our husbands, who are like big dudes, right? And see how she does this. And she absolutely could still adjust all four of us. I think, you know, her papers that she used as files were like disintegrating. And I think she was like charged like $20 and then didn't want to charge us. We were like, please take our $20 for the adjustment. It was wild. But what she would say at the end of our adjustment was, she'd stand behind us, and she did it to each of us, like as if it didn't happen a second ago. And she would clasp over our shoulders and say, you're good for another 100 miles.
Wow.
And she, you know, she, that is the philosophy of chiropractic, is like, we get everything aligned, we get your nervous system intact, we get your circulation flowing, and now you can go hard and go for another 100 miles, but then come back for your check.
Yes. Yes.
And then so right? that you can go for another 100 miles. And
weave it into your life as if
why would you not want to?
Just weaving it into your life and making it part of your practice, just like we do are working out or are visiting our parents or whatever it is. That's part of our wellness. It's just, there's so many good reminders here, Dr. Carey.
Yeah. We had this visiting practitioner yesterday teach a seminar, and his device ignites nervous system rehabilitation and specifically firing up the vagus nerve, which is our parasympathetic. It allows us to rest and digest. And most of us run in that fight or flight for just too long, right? That's the running on empty piece. But it also ignites. There's a program in his device. It's called the ResiMax. There's a program in his device that ignites as well, because there's a time and a place where you'd want to like stimulate an organ or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he basically said, you know, because there were patients taking it on its own, he said, when you have your device, it's something that you do every day for 4 to 5 weeks to re-educate, for preventative care, to re-educate the nervous system on how it can kind of get back online and rebalance. Wow. Mm-hmm. And then once in a while you do it, but if you only do it when you hurt, you'll never actually correct the nervous system to heal. Mm-hmm. And so when you're only ever putting out fires, which is really the nature of our society, is like you go to the doctor when you have back pain, headaches, something that's scary, something mm-hmm. that's this, something that's that. And then you put out that fire, but you never really move yourself to a place where your capacity is greater than your stress level. Mm-hmm. Your stress level is always going to be right at capacity. Then all it takes is one little thing. Someone bent over to pick up a pencil. It is not the weight of the pencil that just threw your back out. Mm-hmm. I can tell you, it just was a little bit of stress to bend over to do that, that took you over your capacity. And now you have symptoms. Once you're past your capacity, that's when you have, if you have symptoms, it's because you're already past your capacity. The goal is to raise your capacity to handle stress and minimize whatever stressors we can control, because mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. life will always hand us curveballs, and we want to be able to handle it with as much grace and ease as possible when those things do happen, and to be able to respond rather than react. And when mm-hmm. we're in a reactive mm-hmm. state, we're past our capacity, right?
Yeah. And I know, you know, we haven't talked about it yet. We'll just make a little bit of a space. Is I know our emotional worlds are also important to you. And it's not only relegated to the end of a podcast, because it's such a huge, but it just, we're very complex beings, right? We have all these different kind of, and I loved, you know, I studied spiritual psychology and, you know, was taught also what you said in that video of emotions are energy and motions. And I think how you said it was, when we don't allow the emotions to move through us, I think you said they go sideways. Mm-hmm. And by that, I interpret it as like they go sideways and get stuck somewhere. Mm-hmm. So just
Woody Allen says, I'm not going to express myself. I'll just grow a tumor.
Yeah.
And I will say that emotions and stress are probably 99% of all of our issues. Actually, it's bigger than big. Mm-hmm. It's not a little bit of part of it. I would say the triad probably needs to be more of like an isosceles triangle rather than an equilateral. Just from the standpoint of, I would say environmental stressors are so big today more than ever, but also those emotions that people like, because it's so tangible. I can do a lab test. I can mm-hmm. take a supplement. I can do a whatever. And it's more measurable, and people love that measurable piece, where like emotions aren't always so measurable. But if you only do the biochemical piece, you know, you can be empowered with tools to support the integrity of your system. But if you only do that, you'll never get to truly to the root cause. If you don't look at the traumas and dramas that have mm-hmm. ensued, and there's no judgment, you know, where we have buttons and triggers are our buttons and triggers for one reason or another. There is no judgment.
Yeah.
And it's something that doesn't serve anymore. When it's up for the healing, it's up for the healing. It just doesn't serve for that, for you to get triggered every time you're around your father or your best or mm-hmm. a best friend, or every time X happens or Y happens, it just throws you over the edge and mm-hmm. it just becomes more exhausting than anything. But like, what if that trigger just doesn't have to be a trigger anymore? What if the charge gets taken off and then it doesn't have to impact your physiology and how you function? So it might still be annoying, or that thing might still make you feel a little bit sad, but that sadness doesn't trigger a physiological imbalance anymore.
Right.
And it doesn't throw you so far offline that you can't function anymore. What if you could just skate through it and it just doesn't have to be so intense? That is actually the majority of the work that I do. And mm-hmm. have done since I started work. I've found the significance of doing it. I worked with Dr. Darren Weissman, who created the Lifeline Technique, who uses love as universal healing frequency to bridge the gap between what subconsciously happens, which is 95 to 98% of our brain, it will rule the roost, and what it is that we absolutely desire and want in our life, but we can't seem to line up to it because we're survival of the fittest. So we'll always go into what we've survived. And we'll do that like a broken record over and over again until we can line up to and really work into harmonizing what it is that we consciously desire. Because in the subconscious, there's no timeline. So what impacted us or affected us at the moment of our birth at 12, at 20, could still be impacting us today without us even knowing or realizing it until we do. Again, we don't know what we don't know until we know it. Once we do, we can create that harmony. And now we have a greater balance in our physiology and in the way that we're able to function. It's a big, big deal and cannot be ignored. I have probably 3 or 4 techniques I'm certified in that work with that subconscious emotional pattern. One is a newer one is quantum neuro reset therapy, QNRT, and that releases trauma off the areas of the brain and the neurology, because the brain will keep you where it thinks it's keeping you safe.
Yeah.
right. despite your own mm-hmm. self, but then mm-hmm. it won't allow your body to actually heal and integrate all these amazing things. You're probably going to all these incredible practitioners, but it's not integrating. It's because the brain's protecting. But when you can mm-hmm. release the trauma
yep.
off the brain, then the body can heal. It's mm-hmm. it's mm-hmm. truly, it's magical. It's so cool.
It's yeah. You know, thanks for having just the vision of how these things can all come together and in your own way, right? Just as you treat every patient as unique, it's like, you yeah. are this unique vessel of how these modalities are coming through and providing so much healing. I recently was listening to something actually this morning that said, it was talking about the golden future, this idea of the new earth and new, the consciousness rising. In a particular chapter on health, it said, as consciousness rises, our frequency is rising, and then we're more almost like we become more accepting of alternative modalities. It's like it's almost like we can meet them where they are and where they're coming in. And that's why mm-hmm. so cool to hear like the gentleman that has this nervous system, you called it the RISI-MAX maybe, you know, yeah. just how these things are cropping up again, just at the right time. And then we can listen to it and we can refer our friend to it. I always ask Dr. Carey at the end, if there's anything coming through you, you feel is meant to be shared for the listeners, for humanity, for women, whatever's coming through.
Yeah, I just really want people to know they're not alone mm-hmm. in their journey. We're all on this evolutionary journey to awakening our spirit and our health and our vibrancy. And just because you haven't felt great for a really long time doesn't mean it can never happen again. Mm-hmm. There's opportunity and possibility to do that. I always tell people that my promise is that if I can't help you, I'll find someone who can, because it isn't about the ego for me to have to be the person to do it, that there is someone there weaving magic that can potentially help you to a greater state of health mm-hmm. and wellness. And everyone deserves it. Everyone gets to have it. And you know, if you're not sure where to start or where to go, like, let us support you. Let us help you to yeah. guide you to someone local, someone, you know, because there's a beautiful network of brilliant, incredible practitioners. I have no problem referring people to yeah. where would be ideal for them. Most importantly, you're not alone. And there is hope where you feel hopeless. And, you know, I wish people to be in their fullest potential and to be able to really experience the love and light in their yeah. whole being on every level in the highest, healthiest, and best way, you know? So yeah. hopefully I can be of service to as many people as possible. And that's my joy. It's my passion. And, you know, reach out and let me guide you. I would love to.
And I love that for listeners who either have been on the path themselves or are walking family members through elongated journeys of just not feeling well and not feeling their best. And that there's so many people, I think I'm one of them. That's why I do this work, is that no stone unturned. Yes. And that the answer is out there for you. It really is. And it's just expanding each and every day. So,
yeah, I mean, we offer a free health class twice a month.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So mm-hmm. it doesn't have to cost you something. You don't have to have an appointment. And frankly, like it would be difficult for me to be able to do that. So yeah. It's my way of giving back. I have three doctors, I will have a fourth doctor joining our team in the next, you know, 3 to 4 months. But yeah, so we offer these free health classes as a way of educating and empowering people with tools, answering questions and giving demonstrations and helping people to understand how this work works, but also to guide people, you know, to where they maybe need to go. So that would be a great place to check it out and mm-hmm. see. We used to do them online. We don't really do that much anymore. If we had a bunch of inquiries for it, we might consider it doing a Zoom instead of doing it on mm-hmm. social media, just because it takes away the intimacy. And we really want people to feel safe to ask all the questions that they have. But yeah, so because I see so many folks out of state and in Europe, I've got somebody in Asia right now, but you know, we want to make sure that we keep it a safe container for people to be able to ask their questions.
Absolutely.
So we're willing to work with
them. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for being with us. Thanks for the listener. We'll put your website, we'll put YouTube, everything that's there for them. And I hope to see you or one of your doctors in an upcoming Tuesday night session.
Yay. So thank you, Maureen, so much.
Thanks, Dr. Carey, for being here. All right. We'll see you in the next episode to the listeners. Thanks for listening to this episode of Mystical Sisterhood. If you love what you heard, please hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. And if it's on Apple or Spotify, I would be so grateful for a 5-star rating and review. And be sure to share with a friend if you're called to do so. To learn more about my one-on-one coaching programs and join the Mystical Sisterhood community, visit MaureenSpielman.com or MysticalSisterhood.com.